Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to get a history lesson from Bruce Allen, sprint car driver. We're also going to hear from Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises, Justice Brothers, Mark Langer from the IMCA Old Timers, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsor.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Or as they say, no robots, just real people.
High temperatures can cause your vehicle's engine to work harder. Help protect it from increased heat and stress this summer with Mobil 1 Motor Oil. With a signature triple action formula delivering outstanding engine performance and protection, Mobil 1 Motor Oils are formulated to meet or exceed industry's toughest standards. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop Napa online this month to pick up a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $34.99 and hit the road with confidence. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Steve from Kohl's Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Kohl's Electric can help. Kohl's Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Kohl's Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at kohlselectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hi, this is Dave Eason from Hardy & Lubricants Chemicals, the VP race gas distributor. You are listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by sprint car driver Bruce Allen. And Bruce, you are currently in the southern United States chopping corn. Where are you currently, and how much work is there to do down there?
Oh, we've been down there for a month, and right now we're on our way home, and we're just about to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Are you going to get back in time to get some racing in yet this season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be hopefully I'm racing Saturday if I get everything together when I get home, and I should be home tomorrow night. So I'm hoping for Saturday, but yeah, we're going to run the rest of the season at Arlington, and then we're going to go down to the Super Nationals down in Eagle, Nebraska.
I tell you what, if I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now, I'd be pulling off the highway and going to B's Diner for the best southern fried chicken I ever ate in my whole life.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Hell, we're going to keep on the truck, and we just got done eating at Wendy's.
Let's go back to the early days. You got your start racing jalopies in a cutout field back in South Dakota when you were 14 years old. That sounds like a total blast for a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have no guardrails or nothing. Just people would sit around watching us, you know, in lawn chairs. And yeah, it wasn't no big racing deal or nothing. It was just a bunch of kids having fun.
And I bet you were probably a little lax on the safety equipment.
I think we only had the lap belt. That's all that held us in, if even that at times.
And probably a jerry can in the back seat full of gas?
Yeah, it was in the trunk. Yep, yeah. Every now and then, we'd have a car out there with it in the back seat. And I believe that's where my gas tank was when I run the late model, too.
I remember when I was a real little kid, I would watch cars come over on a red flag and pull over to the pit entrance, and guys would run out and they were literally pouring the gas in the back window into those jerry cans.
Yeah. When we, with the old modified, like what you have a picture of, now those cars, we had the gas tank right behind us. And in order, and it was a snowmobile gas tank that we had in my car, and we'd have a valve that would release the pressure. It was always repressurized to force gas to the motor. And you had a relief valve, and then we could take the cap off and put gas in it. We used to have a fuel pump on them, and we just hooked the fuel pump up backwards, and we pressurized the tank to force the gas up.
When you moved here to Minnesota and started racing at St. Peter Speedway, I've had drivers like Johnny Fireball Nelson and Clyde Haslip on a dirt show talking about St. Peter. What do you remember about that track? Because a lot of people don't even remember that track existed.
I believe it was a little quarter mile, and all of our trailers and everything, we had to unload in the pit area there, and then we'd go out on the track. And I raced there, I believe it was 2 years, and then I went in the Army. But we used to race at St. Peter and then in the afternoon shows, Redwood Falls or Arlington.
You also raced the final season at Cannon River Speedway in Morristown. And there are so many stories about that track. One of the stories, sponsor guest Paul Gillen talks about it from Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers. He was there the same night with you when the grandstands collapsed. And he remembers it as an MSA sprint car show, and his dad had just come out on a track. They were going to do the national anthem. He's going to drive around with the American flag. And when they asked everybody to stand up for the anthem, that's when the stands went down.
Yeah, I was there with my brother, Dick Allen, and he had the car 44. But a week before that, he crashed really bad down in Jackson. And he was just too sore to race, so that was going to be my first time in the motto of the sprint, whatever. And I went out there, and there wasn't no oil pressure. I shut it off right away, and they were all mad at me because, you know, I never shut the fuel off first. And it had three carburetors on it, three deuce, and they thought that for sure, it, you know, I was just scared out. Well, I got mad. I went up in the grandstands and started drinking beer, and then the grandstands collapsed right in front of us, and down people went, and I looked down there, and there was, I believe it was Rex McBeth and wife and his son. They're the ones that fell through and got hurt real bad.
The closure of the Cannon River Speedway jump-started Arlington Raceway, where you first began racing that super cool modified that I have that picture of. That was a cool car. Those modifieds were really neat back then.
Oh, they sure were. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. I remember we didn't have no power steering back then with just the in and out box down between our legs. And we used to use bungee straps every now and then to hold them into gear. But, oh, heck, it was a lot of fun. But you'd have to go down the straightaway and fight that steering wheel to the right, and then you could relax a little bit to the corner and let the car go on its own. It was pretty cool.
You really lived through the transition of the super modifieds into the sprint cars, and a lot of the people who went to races back then remembered when they used to race both super modifieds and sprint cars together, because there was about 50% of each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never got a chance to race both of them at the same time. I always did, I just kind of worked my way up from a bomber car, you know, up into what they call the late model. Or no, hobby stock. Yeah, I drove for Clarence Weber for 2 years in a hobby stock. And, boy, that was a lot of fun, too, because we'd pull into the racetrack with a log chain.
How are you related to all of the Allens that are involved with Arlington Raceway?
Okay, Bob Allen, that would be my brother, my little brother. And then, his two boys, Levi, he takes care of the racetrack and stuff and does a really good job. And Brett, he races sprint cars against us. So then there's Brandon Allen, my oldest son. He races there in the sprints. And my youngest son, Justin, he also races sprints. And while I'm still racing against them, but having fun yet.
I know a big memory for you is the night your dad got to hand you your first top point trophy. What do you remember about that night and getting that trophy from your dad?
Well, actually, they presented it to me, and then I presented it to my dad, because I don't believe my dad. Yeah, I know it. My dad never had a top point car, and that was the whole highlight of my whole racing career, was to see my dad so happy and giving me hugs, and he was just so thankful, you know, and yeah, it was quite a deal.
Some of the guys that you have raced with over the past 50 years, like Dave Becker, Dwayne Wilmus, Neil Stevens, they have been at it for a long, long time, just like you.
Yeah. Dwayne Wilmus, now he'd be my brother-in-law, and him and I, we've raced together all these years, and I believe Dwayne raced 2 weeks ago. He got in his car and went out there and had a good time. He's in his 80s now.
Bruce, this might be an omen, but when I had Dwayne on a dirt show, he won that Saturday night.
Oh, really? Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, he was a good racer. He was really good. Him and I battled 1 year for top point, and I beat him by just a couple points, but yeah, it was a good year.
Like many of the drivers I've had on the dirt show, you are not afraid to try and help a fellow competitor. You once had an interesting experience trying to shake down Chuck Schumacher's car for him once.
Yeah, I did. That was really neat. Chuck and I, we're still pretty good friends. I talk to him every now and then, but yeah, he had a car that he just could not get to handle. And he put me in there, asked me to drive it, try to figure it out for him. And that car had a mind of its own. It would go all over the place. But I managed to lead the race for a while, and then I got passed. But when I come into pits, Chuck told me, boy, you better not have won that race. You know, I would have been really mad for my car to win, and I wasn't in it. That was pretty cool.
It's also great to see some of these new young guns out there with you that are doing well, like Matt Johnson, Trevor Service, and Hannah Graff.
Yeah, they're all pretty good drivers. They're going up through the ranks, you know, yeah.
Your daughter has also been out there in a sprint car. I can't imagine what it's like as a father to watch your daughter when you know the speed and the danger these cars are capable of?
Yeah, my daughter, she drove the mechanics race, and I think she warmed it up a couple times, and she always got a little bit better every time she went out there. And then my granddaughter, Sunshine White, she's been running while she run the mechanics race, and each year she got a lot faster, and yeah, she's pretty good.
You must be proud of your whole family for being able to do stuff like that and have those experiences.
Oh, yeah, I am so proud of them. You know, I got grandkids racing go-karts, and Bella Allen, she's back to racing over at Arlington in the go-karts, and she does a really good job. As a matter of fact, my granddaughter Sunshine, she just won at Toner's last week. And my other granddaughter, Emma Allen, she took fifth place over there in the go-karts. And yeah, really proud of them. I'll tell you, I'm really proud of them.
You've raced a lot of tracks in your career. In October of 2010, you raced at Ogilvie Raceway with the UMSS. I like to watch sprint cars on Ogilvie Raceway. I think that's just a great track to see them race.
Yeah, it really was. Ogilvie was, yeah, that was a really cold night that we were there, and we had a hard time keeping our helmets from fogging up, and it was a really fast track. It was really tacky. I had a lot of fun.
You also spent many nights running at Redwood Falls Speedway. That is an interesting track, the way it's set up from north to south. And it just seems like everybody that tries up there, there's just not enough support in that area to keep it going.
Right. That was a crying shame when they closed up altogether. I loved that track. It was dusty and dry. And yeah, you could really go there. Kurt Lund, he won pretty much all the time, you know, but that guy was, wow, he was a really good driver there, wow, wherever he went.
We also watched you in the 555 car at Jackson Motorplex in May of 2019. Thoughts on Jackson and the new track configuration?
Yeah, when we raced there, it was the old track, and then we come back, you know, it's a new one too, but the old track was really kind of interesting. You go down the backstretch, and it looked like you were going down the funnel, you know, into turn 3 and 4.
We actually seen Matt Wasman go into turn 3 in qualifying, and when he twisted up the car to make the turn, the wind was blowing through those turns and actually ripped the left side wing panel right off the wing from the force.
Oh, yeah. We've had wings do that too, you know, when just the G-forces of all that and the wind against it was really something, yeah.
Many drivers talk about their Boone Super Nationals experiences, often a sea of cars, sometimes torrids of rain and extreme heat, all in the name of racing. What are some of your favorite Boone stories?
Oh, well, I had a lot of fun at Boone. I took second, I don't know how many times, and it was Gary Sidrich and I was racing for the feature for the win, and I'd be on the top side, and he was on the bottom, and we coming in for the checkered, and he squeezed me right up to the wall, and either I was going to go into the wall or go over him, one or the other, and I lifted. And he was he was really happy to win the feature, the Nationals. And he goes, "I'm sorry, Bruce, but I knew damn well you'd lift. And I wanted that trophy for the second year in a row." But I finished second. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun down there.
Racing together with your son at Eagle, what do trips like that mean to both of you?
Well, actually, one year my youngest son was racing down there, too. And it's a great time. I mean, yeah, we party at night, get up and work on the cars in the morning, and go racing that night again. And we did all right. We had fun. That was the main thing. We are having fun, I should say.
And it sounds like you're going to go down there and have some fun again.
Yeah, and I kind of think my youngest son is planning on this year. He's going to try anyways, and so that'd be pretty cool.
Biggest win of your career so far?
Oh, let's see. I was with my dad. I could tell you that. You know, I mean, I miss him a lot. He was always so proud of me when I won. All except for one time at Arlington. I was leading the race, and my seat belt, that was the first year that we had those harnesses on our arms, arm restraints. And some way or another, mine got underneath my seat belt and unhooked it. And I knew that there was guys all over the backside of me, and if I lift it, somebody's going to go over me or we're going to wreck. So I just kept my foot in it, and my dad happened to see a seat belt flopping around in there. And I won that night, but he was so mad at me for staying out there and racing like that, you know. Oh, he was mad.
Sometimes work and just plain old daily life get in the way of racing. Is there a goal in racing you still want to hit?
Well, I'd really like to win another feature, but I don't know. My equipment is kind of old, and, well, I don't have the fancy shocks and, you know, the new bars and new tires and all that. But hopefully I'll be able to get some of that together here and get the motor to run right. Having a little bit of trouble with the motor this year. It's blubbering real bad on the starts.
Who helps you out on the car in the shop, and who helps you out as far as sponsorship?
I got C&J Waste Management out of Lafayette, Minnesota. They sponsor me, and they're very good, and they're the best sponsor I got. And my pit crew is always my daughter. She's always there whenever I race. And my oldest son and youngest son, we kind of work all together. My whole family does. And Zach White, my son-in-law, he raced last year, but he gave it up this year. Just couldn't afford it anymore. So, but I got all of them for pit crew, and got my granddaughters. Pretty cool.
And I know you're also a big historian because you still have that old super modified that I have the picture of.
Yeah, actually, my brother Dick has got that at his place, and every winter he parks it right out by the road, and he has it decorated up, the Christmas lights and everything, and holes sticking out the back of it like mud flying, and he has a blow-up Santa Claus that sits in there and with lights on in there. Looks really neat.
And I bet 45 people stop and ask him if it's for sale.
I believe so. Yeah. I know I really wanted to restore it back to the original, but yeah, it's just, well, it's his car, so I drove it. My dad took it over when he bought a different car, my brother Dick, so my dad put me in it. It was kind of like our car.
Bruce, when you do decide to retire from active racing, then you can restore that car.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to, but yeah, it'd be a lot of work now. I'd have to find a quick change of rear end. He put a regular rear end in it with an automatic transmission, and he was going to use it as a push car and just do parade laps with it, but the drive line was just too short and it vibrated way too bad.
Well, you have a safe trip home from Tennessee. Thank you so much for telling some of your history here on the Dirt Show. I know we barely scratched the surface, and thank you for being with us today.
Okay, well, thank you. Oh, by the way, one of my biggest supporters has always been my wife, and she doesn't go to the races anymore because, you know, we had some pretty bad wrecks, and she doesn't like to watch us anymore.
Behind every good race driver is a good woman.
Yeah, she is. She is. On the backside, she really supports me, but she don't act like it, but she really does.
Bruce, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Okay, thank you for having me. It's really a big privilege. appreciate it very much.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for the cheap imitations. Buy Rhino. Building the best since 1934. Check out the full line of landscape and construction equipment today at rhinoag.com.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. Midwest Collision.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises, Justice Brothers. And Paul, an incredible display at the Back to the 50s at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds again this year. These hot rodders have a lot invested into these beautiful cars. What are some of the main topics that come up in conversations at this show?
Well, thank you, and we try our best to put together a nice display at the Back to the 50s, and it's been over 40 years that we've been going to it, so thank you very kindly for recognizing that. The enthusiasts that are coming, the car enthusiasts that are coming to the Back to the 50s, are looking to preserve their vehicles, getting them to run better, looking to make sure that they're doing everything possible to preserve these vehicles. In many of the times what we're dealing with in that atmosphere is because it's so warm and they idle around the fairgrounds there, the coolant system has a tendency to overheat. We have a product called JB Radiator Super Cooler that actually drops the heat in the coolant system anywhere from 5, 10 to 15 degrees. And it works real well just by breaking the shear strength of water so water flows better so it doesn't foam and cavitate. And we've had nothing but success stories for that. The other thing is sometimes they run into some issues. An engine is leaking, a transmission is leaking. So we have stop leak products for that to help to recondition seals because a lot of the times these vehicles sit for extended amount of time during the winter. So it's not uncommon for them to leak them. Also, when you think about getting the engine to run cooler, we have a product called JB Engine Tune-Up and JB Heavy Duty Vehicle, which are lubrication additives. And they help to reduce friction in the car's motor. It's also good for the transmission, the differential, and if we can drop temperature there, the car's going to run smoother, cooler, and last longer. Those are just a couple of the things that the people like. Also, again, our fuel additives, our gas treatment, our fuel injection cleaner, and that, just to clean up the system, get moisture out of the system, and the car is going to run better for that.
Rob Cahoe had his midget there at the Back to the 50s display. What a beautiful car, and Rob's a blast to talk to.
You know, that is a beautiful car with the Crosley in it. He did an excellent restoration of that vehicle. and kind of played tribute to Gillen Enterprises, Justice Brothers, with the beautiful hand painting of the numbers and the sponsors on there by Cliff Anderson. The car just really brought a lot of attention. It's really an eye catcher, and we're just happy that he brought that along to display in our booth. That, along with Jim Culseth and his vintage Mustang circle track car, asphalt car, again, very nice looking vehicles, just to show people who uses our product, and again, also just to bring some attention to our booth on some very nice vintage cars.
You are also going to have the Gillen Enterprises Justice Brothers ASA car on display at the IMCA Oldtimers tent at the Dakota County Fair. Talk about the history of that car.
Right. That was something that we just kind of brought out of the mothballs lately, just this year. Paul Payne, who was the last person to drive it, had it in his garage for many years and brought it over to Rob Cahill's house, and we're in the midst of redoing that car. But that is the car that won the Minnesota State Fair, Bobby Gill as the driver, and it's a Port City car with left-hander front and rear clips. It's got the crepe motor, Lingenfelter crepe motor, and the ASA series went to crepe motors back then, and it has a lot of history. We race that all over the Midwest and Canada, the ASA series, and guys like Tony Roper, Gary St. Amant, Jay Sauter, Sammy Swindell, Jerry Foyt, these are just some of the people that drove that car. So it does have a lot of history, and we're so happy that we kept that car because of its history. It's just something that we think that people should see, and a lot of people remember that car from the State Fair and from Hawkeye Downs and from some of the other tracks that we raced it at. So we're real happy that the IMCA Oldtimers allowed us to bring that down for display down at the Dakota County Fair, which I believe starts Monday.
Your dad, Glenn, got involved in racing, one, because he loved it, and two, because what a way to showcase a lubricant, a radiator treatment, a gear lube, or a grease. If it can't hold up under racing conditions, it's not going to be able to perform on a daily basis.
That's so true, Glenn. We wanted to make sure that people understood that if we could perform on the most severest conditions on the racetrack, just think what that can do for your everyday driver or your equipment or your tractor, combine, things like that. And I think most people recognize that the severe conditions of circle track dirt racing, circle track oval racing, drag racing, tractor pulling, all these different type of things that we are involved with and are still involved with, help to prove the product's worth. So again, like you said, whether it was for the coolant system, the engine, the differential, the transmission, all those products that we have for that to get that vehicle to run better on the track, conversely, is so good for any sort of everyday driver and or equipment. So that was one of the main reasons that we got involved in racing. Yeah, we really enjoy racing, especially dirt track racing with the sprint cars, but also we wanted to show the people that if it works on Saturday and Sunday on the racetrack, it'll work Monday through Friday on your daily drivers. So, yeah, check out the Justice Brothers line for fuel injection cleaners, engine additives, radiator additives, transmission additives, differential additives. There's all sorts of things that we can help that car, truck, or tractor run smoother, cooler, and better.
And speaking of tractors, Paul, listeners have seen you at the Clay County Fair, the North American Farm and Power Show, and ag events around the region. Your products are designed to help farmers with their combines, tractors, semis, farm trucks, even down to their lawnmower, and make it perform at maximum performance and extend the life of those engines and transmissions and gearboxes.
Absolutely, Clay. The reason we go to the farm shows is to show the farmer how we can help them save money. Preventative maintenance is the name of the game. With the equipment being so expensive now, with what you can add to that tractor, truck, pickup, whatever the case may be, to extend the life of it, because we are keeping our vehicles longer, that's what we're all about, preventing problems from happening before they occur. Now, yes, we do have other products that help to take care of issues, but the whole idea is preserving the vehicle so we have less maintenance costs. And that's what Justice Brothers has been about for years. Having an additive to help an engine run smoother and cooler, a transmission to shift better, hydraulics that work smoother and cooler. These are what we're all about. So, yeah, that's why we go to these farmer shows. And we will be at, the next one is Dakota Fest out in Mitchell, South Dakota. So make sure that you come by.
Paul, what is your biggest selling product and why?
JB80, our spray penetrant lubricant, is our biggest selling product. And the reason for that is that everybody can use a lubricant, whether it be in the garage, whether it be in the workshop, whether it be in the house, the cabin, what have you. We have one of the best spray penetrant lubricants in the Justice Brothers JB80 product. And the thing about this is that we pride ourselves on having it readily available for everybody. You can find it at your local auto parts. You can find it at your local fleet stores. You can find it at Menards. You can find it all over the place in your retail settings. And again, as I said, pretty much everybody can use a spray penetrant lubricant, and you'll find that JB80 surpasses anything that you've ever used before.
Paul, how can listeners find out more about Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers products and where they can find them?
Sure. The website is justicebrothers.com, and you can find retailers on there, or you can post on it, where can I find it, and we will get that email from corporate, and we can turn you on to any place in the Midwest that handles the product retail-wise. And if not, we can make sure that we get a sales representative over to help you out, or myself helping you out over the phone to get you to what you need. But other than that, you can call us at 1-800-533-7492. We'd be more than happy to direct you to any of our retailers.
Paul, you are a wealth of knowledge. You're always a blast to talk to. And thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clay.
Race fans, mark your calendars for May 1st through October 1st this summer as the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum presents our track tribute to Williams Grove Speedway inside our museum. You'll see 10 of the iconic race cars that made Williams Grove Speedway the East Coast's place to race since 1939. Sprint cars driven by Jan Opperman, Doug Wolfgang, Smokey Snellbaker, Van May, and many more. Plus, you'll enjoy the Williams Grove Speedway highlights videos that go along with these race cars and the days they raced. That's the Track Tribute to Williams Grove Speedway exhibit at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum starting May 1st in Knoxville. And don't forget, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open year-round, 7 days a week in Knoxville.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Extreme Powder
Coating. Fast shafts, drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Barry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more. And they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers. Shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowes listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by the president of the IMCA Old Timers Club, Mark Langer. And Mark, I know this is an exciting time of the year because the biggest event of the club is coming up August 7th through the 13th, the Dakota County Fair, and what a huge undertaking and display that you put up.
It's a real difficult job. People don't believe how hard it is to put this together. We have photos, cars coming, memorabilia. We just got a bunch of new memorabilia from the Claire Cotter family. His nephews donated a bunch of stuff to the club that we'll have on display, so the Southern Mini guys can come up and look at that. We have Dick Trickles, number 99 Firebird, going to be there. Danny Shabrowski's old 85 modified. The Justice Brothers ASA car was driven by four or five different drivers: Bobby Gill, Jay Sauter, Tony Roper, Sammy Swindell, Larry Foyt, and Gary St. Amant, and Paul Payne. And that's courtesy of the Gillen brothers. But we're also going to have Rob Cahill, midget there, the Harry Kern Traveling Memorial Trophy, a large display of photos from the Minnesota State Fair, the Dakota County Fairgrounds Racetrack, Raceway Park, Rec Speedway, and Elko Speedway.
What's really cool is you can get up close and personal with these race cars and look them all over, and it's amazing the ingenuity that went into each and every one of these cars because they're all hand-built.
Yes, they are. I mean, if you look at like the old Danny Shabrowski 85 modified, and I did a little restoration work on that, and Ronnie Olson, who was a member of our club, longtime Raceway Park champion, looked at it and he says, "Mark, you're going overboard. These cars were never that nice. They had nice paint on them, numbered, and they looked good from the grandstands, but they were a pile when he came down to the pits and looked at them." So that ingenuity thing right there.
And you talk about all the memorabilia. Every single year, I'm blown away by the photographs, the programs, the flyers on all of the old racetracks, and it seems like almost every year somebody shows up at the tent with a pile of old photographs or a photo album that they brought up to see if any of the guys remember their family member who raced or remember the racetracks that these pictures are taken of.
You know, it's hard to find all the history of this stuff. It takes a lot of time to research that. I was talking to Greg Anderson, and he was trying to figure out all the tracks his dad raced on. And I said, "Let me do some research, Greg. I'll get back to you." And we have about another five cars that are thinking about being on display, but they haven't made that serious commitment yet. We also have that three-quarter midgets that the little kids can sit in on display. Mom and Dad can take their photos in there with a checkered flag or whatever flag they would like to hold when they get their photo taken. And if you're dry walking by our tent, please check in and ask for some water. And we'll have updates on our Facebook page daily. So it's a fun time.
It is a fun time, and you never know who is going to show up. And if somebody has a family member that they think this would be a great way to reminisce with some of their old friends or drivers, but they may have problems walking or walking any distance, you can actually get a hold of the club members and they will come out and pick you up in the parking lot in a golf cart.
I don't have the number in front of me, but if you go on our webpage, Skip Pollock's number is there for his cell phone. If you call that cell phone, let them know where you're at. Somebody will come and get you if you're handicapped. It will bring you right to our display.
This is one of the best vintage racing displays I have personally ever seen. And it changes every year. There's always new stuff to see. You guys really treat the kids well. The kids have a blast and they can pick up some old racing stickers for their bicycle or their tackle box. And the kids have a blast. The adults have a blast. And it's just a great time at the Dakota County Fair, August 7th through the 13th. And thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today, Mark.
I'm more than happy to be on The Dirt Show. Anytime you need anything, just please feel free to give me a call.
If they have any questions, what's that website again they can go to and find out all of the information?
IMC Old Timers. Just Google that. It'll come up. Or IMC Facebook page.
Rob does a great job on that Facebook page. There's always interesting stuff on there.
And new stuff seems almost daily on the Facebook thing.
Thank you for being with us, Mark.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve Southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it's always a great time to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And I know, Speed, one thing you love is fresh garden vegetables, and right now the peppers will be coming out of the garden, and you have a great recipe for stuffed peppers.
Yeah, I tell you what, Clayton, I'm a sucker for stuff out of the garden. Green beans, tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, carrots. I like to pull up those little onions and wash them off and just stick them in some cider vinegar for a couple hours, then just eat them. I'll tell you what, for me, this is a great time of the year, and this stuffed pepper recipe is real simple. Just take some nice bell peppers and cut the tops off of them and then remove the seeds and the membrane. Now, what I do when I cut the top off, I take that pepper that I cut off and dice that up and throw that in with the filling, because I hate to waste it, because it's all got a lot of good flavor in it. What you need is about half a dozen large green bell peppers, a pound of ground beef, 2 tablespoons of chopped onion, 1 cup of cooked rice, 1.5 cups of cookie sweet and spicy barbecue. And I like the sweet and spicy because it's got a little bit of jalapeno pepper powder in it, a little bit of molasses, and it just really makes a nice flavor for these stuffed peppers. And then 1/2 teaspoon of cookies, flavor enhancer, and all-purpose seasoning. And then some shredded cheddar cheese just to top them off with. So what I do is cut the tops off the peppers, remove the seeds and the membrane. Then I add water to cover them, and I'll boil them for about 5 minutes just until they're starting to get a little bit cooked through and drain it. And then in a large skillet, what I'll do is I'll cook down the ground beef and the onion and the meat until it's brown and drain off the fat. And then add the rice and a cup of cookie sweet and spicy barbecue sauce and the cookie flavor enhancer to it and heat that through. Then put about 1/2 cup of that meat mixture in each one of the peppers and set them upright in, you know, one of those baking dishes. And then I drizzle a little bit of extra barbecue sauce over the top of the peppers and then top with shredded cheese. Then I cover them and throw them in a 300 or 325 oven for about 30 minutes because everything is cooked. All you're doing is just warming them up. And bake it for 30, 45 minutes till it's heated through. And I'll tell you what, you talked about a tasty stuffed green bell pepper. You've got it right there, Clayton.
And these would be great to put in one of those disposable aluminum foil pans and take to the racetrack and reheat on your grill.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because then you can just cover it and then... Now, I'll just put maybe 1/4 cup of water in the bottom of the pan when I go to reheat them. So I've got moist heat and just heat them up. You know, it just makes for a tasty treat. And like I say, take them to the track that way. And you really don't have any work to do when you get there. All you got to do is fire up the grill and set the pan on there and don't have your grill too hot and just let them warm them up. For this recipe here and other great recipes, just go to cookiesbbq.com, and it'll turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. All you got to do is read through those recipes, and bingo, you've got it. As always, Clayton, as you well know,
Smart cookies, used cookies.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookie Sauces and Seasoning.
Fairmont Raceway was racing last Wednesday night, July 26th, in the modified A main. Rodney Sanders in the stock cars, Luke Sadoff in the B mods, Taylor Osrud in the hobby stocks, Parker Anderson, and in the tuners, Upside Down Bubba Brown. Kossuth County Speedway was racing last Thursday night, July 27th, Hunting with Heroes Salute to Veterans Night. In the modified A main, it was Todd Steinhardt. In the stock cars, Jim Horashi. In the sport mods, Colby Fett. In the hobby stocks, Mike Smith. And in the sport compacts, Oliver Monson. Murray County Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 28th. In the bombers, Maverick Schneider. In the sport compacts, Bubba Brown. In the hobby stocks, Zachary Bierman. In the sport mods, Matthew Loaf. In the stock cars, Jason Fisher. And in the modifieds, Cole Bentz. Jackson Motorplex was racing last Friday night, July 28th. In the 360 Midwest Power Series Wing Sprint Cars, Skyler Prohaska. In the Race Saver Sprint Car A Main, Nate Aiken. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 28th. In a Gen X Late Model A Main, Ben Walden. In the short trackers, Jeff Rohner. In the Midwest modifieds, Travis Engelbretson. In the modifieds, Don Eichens. And in the street stocks, Colton Brower. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin was also racing last Friday night, July 28th. In the hobby stocks, Devin Holthouse. In the USRA B mods, Joe Chisholm. In the modifieds, Josh Angst. In the USRA late models, Corey Ressi. In the USRA stock cars, Braden Gear. Madison Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 29th. In the Pier Stocks, Alex Grininger. In the Gen X Late Models, Curtis Newberg. In the Hornets, Nathan Smith. In the Midwest Modifieds, Mike Nichols. In the Modifieds, Dylan Zabel. In the Street Stocks, Colton Brower. And in the Super Stocks, Corey Elward. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, July 29th. In the IMCA Hobby Stock A Main, Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Jason Bolt. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf. In the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Chris Graft. In the Stock Cars, Matthew Loaf. And in the IMCA Modifieds, Trent Loverud. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, July 29th. In the USRA B mods, Dylan Gettle. In the modifieds, Lucas Schott. In the stock cars, Derek Green. In the hobby stocks, Lucas Schulter. And in the Midwest modifieds, Nick Kohler. Viking Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 29th. In the Midwest modifieds, John Carlson. In the modifieds, Brady Gertis. In the street stocks, JJ Newbierta. In the super stocks, Jeff Krause. In the short trackers, Nick Hiles. Ogilvie Raceway was racing last Saturday night, July 29th. In the Midwest Modifieds, Cole Kamowski. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist. In the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook. In the Street Stocks, Keith Torval. In the Late Models, Don Shaw. And in the Hornets, Carter Matthews. We were at the All-Stars at Knoxville Raceway on Saturday night, July 29th. 103 sprint cars on hand, 51 410s, 52 360s. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A Main, Garrett Williamson. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car A Main, Rico Abreu. Mason City Motor Speedway was racing last Sunday night, July 30th. In the USRA Modified A Main, Aaron Benson. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green. In the B Mods, Joe Chisholm. In the Hobby Stocks, Chris Hovden. In the Outlaw Mini Mods, Troy Erke. And in the Pro Late Models, Sean Johnson. Granite City Motor Park was racing last Sunday night, July 30th, in a Street Stocks, Parker Anderson, in a Hornets, Joseph Wilbur, in a Midwest Modifieds, Jake Hageman, and in a Super Stocks, Eric Martini. Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota was also running last Sunday night, July 30th, in the 410 Outlaw Wing Sprint Car A Main, Chase Randall, in the Late Model Street Stocks, Corey Yeh, and in the Race Saver Sprint Car A Main, Jack Dover.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak. Effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition. Proven under the toughest racing conditions. And it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks, sealing the leak while you drive. And it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
See our display at Runnings.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.